watching the monkey.
Hello, folks. Welcome back to the Art of Being with the Act Matrix podcast. I'm one of your hosts, a visible host, in Kevin. And then we have an invisible.
I am Phil, otherwise known as Incognito here.
Incognito. Tonight. Something's going on with his
video feed problems at my end.
Right. So just the grayed out square is Phil. Yeah. And our guest today is Derek, right? Derek DeLay. And but first, even in incognito mode, Phil can tell us a word from our sponsor.
Thank you, Kevin. So, a word from our sponsor is really just letting you know that our sponsor is us. It's Kevin and I, and we are able to produce this podcast and bring it to you through our ACT Matrix certification program, which Kevin and I offer. And the purpose really is to build a community of like-minded folks who are into doing generous work and having collaborative conversations and helping those that you serve get wherever it is that they want to go. The idea behind the certification is it gives you some authority in terms of you've got some expertise, just the pride of generously sharing work with others, and the gratitude that comes from just being able to help people. So certifications are required to do ACT Matrix. It's just something that if you would want to go for, you could sign up for. And the training actually is always free. The training is available through the ACT Matrix Academy. All you have to do is sign up. And Kevin and I are there. We're hosting regularly scheduled courses. We're already just started one just recently. And we keep them going, ongoing. And you can sign up for any of them. And then when you're ready, you would sign up for certification. And there's the fee for certification, which then covers what we're doing.
Yes.
So that's our
And, I would add, we work with everybody on payment plans. And
we are flexible.
Reduced rates.
Yes. And, students,
student all discounts and educator discounts. And also, I'm in a third world country with absolutely no money whatsoever, but somehow I have an internet connection. and we'll do that too. Because we want to help everybody out. But so the point is that we range from people who can perfectly well pay most anything they wanted for certification down to people that really don't have they don't have any money to pay. And even if they wanted to, they couldn't because there's no means for them to do it. And you say, how could that be? It can be, folks. It really can. The Matrix is in every country of the world, as far as we know, and except for North Korea, and we don't know.
They don't tell us.
They'll never find out.
Yeah.
Unless there's a big change. So other than that, let's get to Rodney. And Rodney has a really cool group to talk to us about. I just love the name of it. And by the way, we're recording this on March the 12th.
Yes.
2020.
Yep.
In the middle of the coronavirus pandemic now.
Yes. And it's officially a pandemic.
And Derek is out in the state of Washington, which is known here in the States as one of the epicenters of the epidemic here. You'll notice that we are not spreading the virus.
Yeah.
Because we've been on Zoom videos forever. Now everybody, I'm sure Zoom is growing leaps and bounds now. My goodness, with everybody going online.
Yep, we're heading online now.
Heading online. We've been on it for years. So, hey, maybe that's what your video is. Maybe it's overwhelmed.
Yeah, I think it could be. It could very well be. Too much bandwidth.
Didn't think about that. I bet Zoom is really having to increase its bandwidth.
Yeah.
With all the universities and businesses heading over to it. So just as a thing before we get started, folks, the three of us and everybody listening, this is going to change work and school and everything.
Yep.
Having everybody forced over to do the video stuff and work from home and all of that, where all we ever knew was in-person stuff, right? And we've been biting around the edges of online stuff. And now we're just going to get thrown head over heels straight into
we're going to be embracing it big time.
Right. Kevin. And when we come out the other side, it's all going to be different.
Yeah.
People are going to go, hey, why can't I just stay home? And because it works really well. No, it's not. Now, and now we get to Derek's thing. He does personal training, you know, which means you really need to show up somewhere and work out
in person.
So that stuff like that, it's not going to replace. But, you know, and if you want to go play a sport, you need to go play a sport. But other stuff, yeah, it's really going to change things a lot. It's going to be interesting to see. But anyway, back to, now what is the name of your group, Derek?
The class that I teach is called Joy Flow.
Joy Flow. I mean, that is so cool.
I already want to go check it out just by the
way. Exactly. We want to go, except we're going to wait for two.
Yeah, weeks. We're going to wait for a couple of weeks. If you're, it's okay.
They will come.
Joy Flow Online.
There you go. Yeah. You could be doing that before too long, right?
Yeah.
So now where is this class, this Joy Flow class that you teach?
I teach it at a gym here in Vancouver, Washington.
Okay.
The idea is we use movement and meditation to optimize your brain for bliss.
Ooh, oh my goodness.
That's great.
The way I train.
Now that has got to be the title of this podcast.
Yeah, we just got the title right off the bat.
I mean, that's just got to be. You just got to throw that whole thing in there. That'll be wonderful. And so they show up to a gym to do this.
Yeah, a gym, and we're in a, you know, like a dance studio kind of space.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I go to a class with my wife. In that kind of a space, yes.
Mm-hmm. So we use, rhythmic synchronized movement, also known as dance.
Wow. My wife goes to dance. I'll say, so you're going to rhythmic synchronized movement practice. Yeah. Otherwise known as dance. She's a tap. My wife's a tap dancer. So that's why I say that. Probably not quite the same as yours, but.
No, we don't do a lot of tap dancing. And we don't even really do what you'd really think of as dancing. It's just sort of rhythmic, synchronized movement to try and get heart rates up and smiles on people's faces.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
We try to just have fun. And I mean, there's so much neat research about when people move together, how they begin to feel more like a we rather than just an I.
Yes.
And so...
So it gets into a pro-social kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, just willing to do more for those people and you feel closer to those people.
Mm-hmm.
So that's part of the idea behind bringing people in and doing rhythmic movement. And, of course, like group exercise classes have taken advantage of that forever.
Yeah. Well, hey, you know, what Jane Fonda, you're probably not old enough to remember.
I remember Gene.
With Jazzercise.
Yes.
That was one of the first renditions of that. I mean, it was going on before that, but that was one of the big commercial things.
Yeah.
Jazzercise. And, of course, there's been a lot more since then. But
And I mean, people have been getting together in groups and dancing forever. Because it does... you know, create that sense of community and mm-hmm. belonging. And, you know, during a time when we're all supposed to not touch each other.
Yeah, right.
Well, you can, with a big enough gym, you can get some good separation. Dance, and you got to be doing the twist and the watusi and stuff. Off by yourself.
Do line dancing, right?
Yeah, exactly. Cotton Eye Joe and such, right. But so the joy, now, so Joy Flow, give me that again.
Joy Flow, where we use movement and meditation to optimize your brain for bliss.
Oh my goodness. Movement and meditation to optimize meditation. Your brain for bliss.
Now, somehow this is related to the ACT Matrix.
Yeah.
I mean, I can relate anything to the ACT Matrix. I mean, come on, it's an occupational hazard of mine. But I mean, on purpose, it's related to the ACT Matrix.
Yeah, especially the meditation part at the end. You know, we do a lot of helping people come to the center of the matrix, recognizing that they're the observer of their experience. You know, trying to help them get into that the buzz of being.
Mm-hmm. The buzz of being. Oh, mm-hmm. Wow. People, oh, that's a previous podcast, folks. Yeah. Go back in the episodes and find Hank Rob.
Yeah. Yeah, Derek's doing like a best of here, you know?
The best of, right. Right. So we have the buzz of being, which is... Yeah. Which is nonverbal, by the way. The buzz, bzzz. I mean, we're literally talking about buzz. Wow. And how you get into this nonverbal connection with being. And dance would be a form of doing that.
No words necessary.
Yeah. No words necessary, just dance.
You know, we use the movement, and of course there's good music that goes along with that. Mm-hmm. The sort of the movement and the music helps to facilitate that sense of flow and connection. And, you know, it's all related to hormones that you're secreting while you're dancing and seeing the smiles on other people's faces. And then we take advantage of all those, you know, pro-social hormones that we've been secreting. During the meditation,
this is great.
You know, get into that buzz of being, that just that great space, and then from there, you know, contacting present moment, just in terms of how your body's feeling, and after you've been moving in a way that's joyful, your body feels really good, and so you're contacting, you know, this sense of well-being. And we move into noticing your thoughts as thoughts. And
that's what they are.
Yep.
Yeah. And being able to get that separation between, you know, looking through your thoughts versus from your thoughts.
Yep.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah.
You should do an infomercial.
Yeah. Seriously, you should.
I mean, come on, joy flow, like joy flow matrix or something, you know.
Yeah.
But, I mean, like, man, you can see that showing up on the tennis channel or whatever, you know, late at night, you running around a gym doing your synchronized movements and getting into the buzz of being and all this stuff. I mean, if nothing else, people get something. You could literally give them value just from watching the infomercial. Yeah. I don't know. Somebody, that people would buy it for something. I mean, not that I'm capable, but I can just see it in my mind. I guess me mentioning the Jazzercise from Jane Fonda. But this is so wonderful because you're taking it from a physical movement well-being into then a mental flexibility, psychological flexibility, well-being, which is very cool. Is it popular?
Yeah, it's a popular class. People really like it. And say, oh, that's my favorite class of the week. So,
I mean, I can, you know, my wife takes me to the one. The one I'll say, it's called Pio. And I'm assuming that means it's sort of Pilates and yoga thrown into
Pilates yoga fusion,
right?
Yeah,
fusion kind of thing. And the person who does it, which is funny enough, is a psychologist like myself and my wife. So it's funny, but nevertheless, she does it to music and she has a lot of fun with it. And this and that and the other. Okay, so that's the setting. If she hauled off and did something like this, those especially, everybody in the class would just be gonzoed all over this. They would go, oh my God, this is the best thing ever. Yeah. This is so cool. I mean, you can just see it. That would be. Do you have the Matrix up, or do they already know the Matrix?
We talk about it, so they already know it.
Mm-hmm. They already know it. Wow.
Yeah.
And so then you can come back to the buzz of being at the end.
Yeah.
Wow.
Practicing noticing. You know.
So do you have a script?
Each week I try and do something a little bit different, maybe a little different focus, whether it's on past experiences or, future goals or things like that, but always noticing that whether you're trying to learn from the past or you're planning for the future, that you're doing that in the present moment, and that's where you make your best decisions. And, so much of exercise. I've been in the fitness industry for about 20 years. Mm-hmm. And so much of why people come to fitness is because they feel like they need to sort of atone for their sins, you know?
Oh my God, Phil, he's talking to you.
Yeah, he is. That's the Catholic guilt stuff that goes up, right?
I'm not kidding you. It was only a week or two ago when I were having a conversation and we were talking. He was referencing Game of Thrones and the lady walking around behind a person with the belt. And what was that?
Shame.
Shame. Shame. Shame. So they're showing up to you with shame, and they're coming to personal
atoning for their sins,
for atonement for their sins. Right? Wow, that's cool.
Yeah, so they're dragging a lot of baggage in there with them, right? I mean,
and sort of view exercise as punishment to some extent.
You could just hand them one of those cat of nine tails things, those self-flagellation things as they come in, and they could just do that instead, right? So they've replaced that with exercise.
Yep.
Right.
Wow. Now this joy flow is definitely not that though.
Yeah.
No. And so that's the goal is to, take something that's an aversive experience and make it something that's really positive. And, we talk about that fitness isn't an end in itself. It's a vehicle that helps you do more of what's important to you and helps you become more of the person that you want to be. It's just a facilitator. You might as well enjoy the process.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Yeah, fitness, that goes in with Paul Rock the other day. And you may not know Paul, but Paul does groups for severe substance use people in Manchester, England. And his discussion was about getting them off of, I'm going to be sober for 10 days. And so, okay, well, you get to the end of 10 days and then what do you do? And switching them something to more like health or fitness or something that really it's something you're going to do every day for the rest of your life. onto stuff like that, and that works out better. Well, in your game it would be, I'm going to lose 10 pounds. Okay. Mm-hmm. So you lost 10 pounds, now what? Right.
If then construct, if I lose 10 pounds, then I'm going to be happy.
Yeah, exactly.
Not necessarily. You can
be happy now while you're also losing 10 pounds.
Yeah. why don't we do both?
Wow. What a concept.
Hold on a minute.
Yeah, that's the trick, right? Is back to helping people be in the moment, right? So they can have those. Now, here's another thing we're going to throw at you. Kurt Vonnegut's uncle, who would pause from time to time with him, and he would say, boy, if this isn't nice, I don't know what is.
I don't know what is. Right.
Getting them to those kind of moments while they're doing your flow, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's a video on it. Look at Kurt Vonnegut on YouTube. And almost any time that he does a talk, he wrote what, Fahrenheit?
Well, he wrote Slaughterhouse-Five.
Slaughterhouse-Five, thank you.
Cat's Cradle, you know, Breakfast of Champions.
The Slaughterhouse-Five was the biggie. But whenever he went and did talks on his story arc stuff, he according to him, he always mentioned his uncle. And the story of the uncle would just pause in some moment and suddenly say, you know, if this isn't nice, I don't know what nice is. Yeah. And the moral is to notice when things are nice, you know? And most all of us have some point in some day when, you know, we're with loved ones or we're doing something and it's like, oh, wow, you know, this is really nice.
Yeah.
And to be in the moment and notice that.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, and it's okay to be in the moment and notice when things are crappy too. But this idea that, well, but if I lose 10 pounds, then I'll be happy.
Right. Yeah.
That's it. That's when I'll be happy.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, yeah. Like, that's, you may lose 10 pounds and then, you know, all hell breaks loose in your life and you may not be happy at all.
Yeah.
Yeah, that could happen. You know, just life shows up and hands you a bummer.
So, you know, something that happens pretty frequently is that someone wants to make positive changes and they're in a relationship that doesn't necessarily support that. And that can cause all kinds of problems in a relationship.
Oh, now we're talking family therapy.
Yeah.
Kind of stuff that Phil knows a lot about. Actually, I do too. But he's quite right. Right. There, you can be in an environment where that's not going to support your healthy behaviors.
Yeah.
And maybe the people that aren't going along with you feel threatened, feel like you're leaving them. And
yep. They don't want you to change.
In your 20 years or so in the fitness industry, you've heard about this stuff, haven't you? I can tell because he's not a family therapist. So
he's hearing
real time as people are coming back saying, hey, I'm not getting good vibes for what I'm doing.
I'm noticing.
I'm noticing they don't like me getting in shape.
They want me to go back to my old crusty ways.
Well, system wants you to go right back. And, a friend of mine always called it crabs in a bucket.
That's right.
Are trying to reach up and pull you back in the bucket.
Come back in here. Get back in. Where do you think you're going?
We're all out of shape, and you need to stay out of shape too. yep, that kind of stuff. But this is with using this big picture matrix, you know, blah 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 kind of look at things, people can see that and see their environment and get off. And well, yours is so great because while they're moving about, suddenly somebody could say, "Hey, if this ain't nice, I don't know." There we go. Yeah. This is great.
I came in here to lose 10 pounds, but I'm now noticing that there's some other fun stuff showing.
Literally, I'm noticing it's great right now.
Yeah.
And that's, we laugh about it, folks, but it's very important.
Yeah.
It's a cool thing. Now, it's like I have the urge to go do one of these fitness classes. Now, I would imagine the odds of me doing one of your Joy Flow things is very small. But nevertheless, how might one get started? Do they need to call you up and find the magic list? Or how would you construct one of your... I mean, it just sounds great to me that we would have a lot of people in gyms and stuff. Of course, during the coronavirus now, at a safe distance from one another.
Once we get
after wash your hands.
Yeah, right. Wash
their hands and wiped off all the surfaces and all that stuff. But then they do something like this, and you're combining up movement. You're signing up. You're combining physical fitness and flexibility with psychological fitness and flexibility, which is like over the top awesome. Cool.
Yeah.
So how do we do it? How do we get everybody in every community doing it, Derek? Please have a report to me by next Wednesday.
Yeah, really.
Well, you know, I think lots of gyms do great with the movement piece. Mm-hmm.
Oh, and I think that's a, yeah.
You're right.
And so adding in the mindfulness component. But, you know, like on purpose, making sure that the mindfulness piece is contact with the present moment, self as context, diffusion practices.
Yeah.
You know, all those kinds of things that you're doing them on purpose rather than just noticing your breath.
Right.
Right. And we talk about that a lot too, Derek, it's mindfulness on purpose. It's for a reason. It's moving in a direction or something like that.
And just, you know, using that mindfulness piece also to, you know, notice who and what's important and recognize that, when you're healthy and fit, you get to spend more time with the people that are important to you. And you get to, you know, you have the energy and the focus to be able to do the things that are important to you, so that your fitness really facilitates, you know, moving in a valued direction that you got to choose.
Yep.
Yes.
You got a nice toward loop going there, basically, right? And if you got it in matrix terms, right? The more you do it, the more it feels good, and the more you want to keep up your fitness and keep, so you can keep moving toward those important people and things. And yeah, it's nice.
Okay, so I'm going to ask the question people are going to ask me. Is there a video of this?
No videos yet.
I'm just telling you, you're going to, after this podcast, I and others are going to get that question. What did he do, a video of it? Yeah. I want to see the video.
Is there something that we can see, right?
They always want to know. Which, you got to admit, a Jane Fonda style jazzercise or whatever video. You don't have to make it into an infomercial, but nevertheless, a sort of a video of something that would be nice, just something to think about in the future. And people might pick it up and do it. And I think a lot of folks would be a little bit reticent to do this kind of stuff beyond notice your breathing. You know, that's easy to do. But if you like, hey, notice who's important to you, and notice yucky stuff showing up, and notice, you know, the stuff that you do as you try to get rid of the yucky stuff, and notice the stuff you do to move toward who's important to you, and you just notice all of that stuff. And you can all notice that stuff right now. That kind of easy primer into this kind of stuff would be pretty easy to get started in a exercise format, movement, rhythmic movement format. So wouldn't take that long. You wouldn't have to do a long video on it.
Yeah.
Just food for thought.
Yeah.
Not that you need more business.
Yeah, right.
You know, in the movement part, try and keep things pretty simple. There are some exercise classes, like dance-based classes, and they get pretty complicated. And
yeah, so that's the kind my wife likes. Blows my mind. I can't do all that.
And then, you know, you have that thing where you start monitoring yourself, comparing yourself against everyone else, and I'm not doing as well as they are.
We call that sneaky judging.
shows up in a real hurry, and you do that. Absolutely, I know that when I go to this PIO class, and I'm sure I look like it. You know. I mean, just objectively speaking, I'm sure I do not look like Baryshnikov out there. Doing this, you know? And it, you know, and you get to thinking, oh my man, all these other people are here and they're doing all these moves, and here I am flopping around, you know, like a carp or something, trying to get this done. And there's where the judging shows up, and so your recommendation is stick with movements everybody can do.
Yeah, you know, pretty basic, simple things. you know, stepping side to side, back and forth.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be complicated to be fun. Mm-hmm. Music, you know, can drive a lot of great movement. And a big part of it is just getting that synchrony, you know, making sure the whole group's moving together. And yeah, it's easier to facilitate when the moves are simple.
Oh, yeah. Especially when you got me on the dance floor. I don't know about Phil, but.
I'd be stepping on people's toes and heading in different directions.
I need simple choreography.
Yeah. Yeah, and then the group pulls itself together, right, Derek? Right. I mean, now you're watching everybody do something simple, and now it's feeling a whole lot different than if they were doing, you know, first do this, then do this, then do this, then do this. Yep.
Yeah. So everyone gets to feel successful, and nothing so complicated or tricky that you're, you know, doing that sneaky judging so much where you're saying, oh, everyone else is so much better than I am.
Yeah, you're not overloading them, right.
Yeah.
And that happens in these classes.
Sure.
And even my wife says that people will give multiple instructions, you know, eight steps or something like that, and people can't track it. They can't remember all of it.
So yeah.
You're talking about, you know, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, or 1, 2.
Or 1, 2.
Or 1, 2.
Three,
I was thinking I was thinking the King and I. But that's as far as you go is 1, 2, 3. 1, 2 even better. And get people moving in synchrony. And then, so you get that vibe going.
Yeah, get that synchrony vibe going. And, you know, from that perspective of just an I to a we, that's fantastic for helping.
And that happens automatically.
Yeah.
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 So that's cool. So you got, and folks, when I suddenly say, oh, that's pro-social, the ACT matrix, the first one, started with the question in the lower right-hand quadrant, who is important to you? And then people say, you know, spouses and children and family members, da-da-da-da-da. The second matrix that evolved out of that was the pro-social, and it starts with the question, what's our shared purpose? What are we going to work on together? Let's put it that way. So then it got nicknamed the me matrix and the we matrix. So the second one has to do with we. So what Derek is talking about is how people so easily transition from me into we during these easy rhythmic synchronized rhythm stuff with music. Yeah. And now you're into the we, which is way cool.
Yeah. Easier to get into a flow state when you're a we.
Yep.
Because you're not that I that's criticizing yourself. You're a we that's just moving together.
Yep.
I'm already grooving. I can I can feel the groove. Yeah. So you get that going. And then after you get that vibe going really well, I mean, that doesn't take that long. But
we usually move for about 40 minutes.
Right. And I'm just saying – that vibe would show up in less than 40 minutes.
Oh yeah.
But if you're going to do it for exercise, you're going to be doing it for 40 minutes or so. So
we have like a 10-minute sort of, you know, where we start off very slow, just some sort of easy movements, warming up joints and stuff like that. And then the speed starts to pick up so that we can get the heart rate up and start producing more of those, you know, endorphins and endocannabinoids. And
oh no, endocannabinoids. That's like something you get at the pot store.
Exocannabinoids.
And the state of Washington has those pot stores, doesn't it?
Yep.
I know I did a presentation out there, so I remember. Maine does too, so I kid on that. I can't drive 5 miles around here without passing 3 pot stores.
Yeah.
That's amazing. But back to so you produce all of that stuff, and now finally in the sort of the cool down phase, now you're going to bring them back. My lingo, bring them back to the matrix, bring them back to noticing.
Yeah, noticing.
Noticing your thoughts as thoughts, right?
Yeah. And, you know, noticing the body too, especially in fitness, you know, like people seeing fitness as punishment. There's a lot of self-loathing, self-hate for the body. And so using all those.
Now, where in the world would that have come from, Derek? I cannot imagine.
Yeah.
I'm playing naive. It comes from nothing else. You go to the supermarket and you look at the tab.
Yeah. I mean, multiple messages telling us that we're not good enough.
You're not good enough. Exactly. Something about you is wrong. And so all that's showing up. So you notice, so you get them into noticing that stuff as well.
Yeah. And also, I mean, just noticing that with the body they have right now, they can feel fantastic. Yeah, they don't have to wait to feel fantastic.
It doesn't
have
to change.
Yeah. Right now, look at you just spent some time moving. Yes. And notice how wonderful it feels.
With the body
your body brought you there.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't cool. The body that you'll have if you lose 10 pounds. It's not your body sometime in the future or some past time when you're in the best shape of your life. It's the body that you have right now that can facilitate feeling wonderful.
Yeah.
Man, that is cool.
So
I definitely got to go do that.
To their body is really what it comes down to, right?
Yeah.
Now, this would be a fun class that Phil and I might even show up to do.
I'm ready to go. Are you kidding?
Right. Yeah, this would be cool.
This coronavirus thing goes past.
Well, that would be really I just think it would be cool.
It's
a really cool thing you got going there. Yeah. And we will keep up the conversation and keep posting like instructions. And if we get enough people knowing about what you're doing, they can, well, sadly, they'll steal your stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, that's all right.
Yeah. Okay. If you're in with us, you got to get used to people stealing.
You're going to get stuff stolen off you. Yeah.
Right. So we just sort of set it out there and let people steal it.
Yeah. Kind of like you take it out to the front of the store and you just take it outside and leave it there.
And we're gonna leave it there. No. All right. We're going to see if people come by and take it.
We really want them to.
And because we wanted to pick them up and use it. So that would be really cool. This could be beneficial to a lot of people.
Yeah.
Because as you said, they show up to exercise, whatever it is, with a lot of baggage.
Yeah.
Which is the you're not good enough baggage.
Yeah.
Whatever it is. I use that term a lot because it's the opposite of Mr. Rogers, you know, saying, you know, I like you just the way you are, which is what you're just saying with your, hey, look, your body just got you to this great spot right now, you know? So that's Mr. Rogers saying, and there you go. That's just the way you are. I like you. And you can like yourself just the way you are.
Yeah.
And so that's a really great place to take people to.
Yeah. Not a place they get to visit that often or.
No.
And the way cool thing, Derek, is that they're doing it together. It's the idea they're not just doing it individually. They're doing it with other people, which just enhances the whole thing that much more, I would guess.
Yeah.
Cool.
Well, we're social animals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You get a twofer. You're feeling good and you're feeling good with other people. And man, it's a nice thing.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, you know, you get the benefits of fitness, improved cardiovascular health, you become stronger, you're more agile, your balance improves, all those kinds of things sort of just happen while you're feeling great.
Yeah.
Very cool.
They happen as a byproduct. In other words, it becomes less of the end goal and more of what shows up along the way to being in the moment and being mindful on purpose and all of that and moving.
Which is engaging people in a process.
Yeah. It's a process, right?
Right. Yeah. And it just shows up within the process. Up. You don't have to, you don't have to force it to show up. It just shows up, which is cool. I like it when stuff just shows up. Yeah. It's a whole lot easier.
We call it organic. We like it when it's done organically.
It shows up. Yeah. And you set so that you come in and you start warming up and grooving to the music a little bit with some simple steps and get going. And finally, toward the end, then you can, you know, switch off to the noticing of your thoughts and feelings, and you can riff on things. You could notice where the messages of, you know, your body's not good enough messages come from. You can go around between, and people could get more and more in tune with noticing when TV commercials and people and other people are giving you those messages, and you can notice those messages. It's not that you're going to stop them, but at least you can notice them. Yeah. And then head back to your joy flow class as an away move, but it would be a really cool
very workable
away move. Very, very workable. I can see this going somewhere. That's really cool.
And we always end class with a group smile.
We got to bring Mr. Rogers back and have him do the joy flow class with you.
Yes.
Can you imagine Mr. Rogers doing your joy flow class?
That'd be pretty good.
I mean, that'd be so awesome. And he'd do it too.
Oh, yeah.
Or he would have done it. I guarantee you that would have been a cool thing. He would have loved to see that happening. Wow. Well, that's cool. Yeah. So I can really see this going off. And I have yet to write down the entire title of this podcast. I got Joy Flow down now. So it's just Joy Flow.
Yeah, just call the class Joy Flow. And then the tagline for it is where we use movement and meditation to optimize your brain for bliss.
Ah, there it is.
Movement and meditation to optimize your brain for
bliss.
I got it. I have it. And along the way, we're going to get asked for instructions and stuff. And so somehow we'll get some basic starter instructions where people might do it and might talk to you and get your blessing to do them and this and that and the other. So I'm sure you work at a gym and people already sign a waiver, you know, injury waiver and all that kind of stuff. So you're working within that context already. So I'm not saying, folks, that you run off to the nursing home and do this, have a bunch of people keel over or something. You do it within within bounds. But if you had a gym or someplace like that where you could do these kind of activities, and that would be cool. And I guess it's more in that context, then it's giving them permission to, yes, you can do the ACT matrix meditation mindful kind of stuff. It's okay to weave that in. That's perfectly all right.
Like in terms of that, I don't know, like the continuum of where you're working with, you two working with sort of people that would say psychological disorders versus moving in it just the direction of like positive psychology, coaching.
Wellness for right now.
And, you know, the ACT matrix is a fantastic tool for working on that wellness side of it. Whether or not you address any of the psychological disorder side.
No, you know, we did the wellness matrix up 10 years ago.
Right.
I mean, I'm serious, 10 or 11, you can find somewhere on the net, the wellness matrix, and we have other people getting into it. But nobody really combined it up with movement in this way. And that's really cool. And it probably helps that you know how it happened? I got into Pio. I suddenly had, what was it, Phil? It was the bottom of my foot, right? Yeah, I thought I'd injured my Achilles tendon. And lo and behold, it wasn't that at all. It was my calf muscle was all tightened up, and it was pulling my tendons across my heel bone and making it hurt like crazy. Basically, everybody said, you need to go stretch out more. So my wife said, hey, come to this class. They do downward dog all the time, which is a great way to stretch those muscles out. So that's how I got in that class. And I enjoy it. I got past the self-judgments of I don't look good enough and all of that. And I'm going to let everybody in on a secret of life. People don't notice you anywhere near as much as you think they do.
You're not
that worried important. About how they look.
Yeah. Exactly. You're not that important to others is what it comes to. As you think, as your mind says you are.
The older you get, the more you realize that now people are in their own heads.
They got their own stuff they're struggling
with. Right. They're really not. I mean, the magazines, yes, they're judging you, but the people around you, nah. Yeah.
They're judging themselves, right, Derek?
They don't care how you do downward dog or anything. which is part of the great thing about being in a class like that, is you're not being judged, doing it. So anyway, that's how I got into Pio. So it's something I would have never gotten into before, but now I do it. But now that I'm in it, I can see where this kind of group exercise would be very valuable for people to do. That would be really cool. Now, I suppose... Yeah, I'll go talk to the person who does Pio and see if we can work something up.
A lot of classes like that, they have time reserved at the end, like 10 to 15 minutes, where they often do stretching or some sort of cool down.
Yeah, they can have the cool down, right.
Anyway, and so you have that time set aside, and you can use that for ACT Matrix work.
Sprinkle in some psychological flexibility.
Yeah. You have your... outer strength training and your inner strength training.
There you go. All kinds of cute ways of saying it. Yeah. Work on your muscle flexibility and your mental flexibility.
Flexing your mind and your muscle.
Oh, look at your mind and your muscles. Oh, my God. Say that. Now we're getting all kinds of lingos going here. We'll be selling this stuff everywhere. We'll give it away. That's always our thing. But that'll be cool. We'll everybody listening, if you're listening this far into it, for sure, well, work on it with us and get this into some exercise program.
Please do.
It'll be a fun adventure for all of us. Yeah. Well, Derek, this is great.
Yes. It's been awesome.
Derek,
awesome.
Are you part of the certification program?
I've watched all of the videos. I mean, that's how I found it.
You really ought to get certified.
You need to get certified. Right. I'm not going to tell you have to, but it'd be really cool if you got
certified. It'd be like way cool if you did. Because you definitely would qualify for it. And folks, just the certification is just the ability to engage people in the psychological flexibility process. Obviously, Derek is doing a rather grand job at that.
That's thanks to all of the videos that you guys put out there for free, you know, leaving your stuff out on the front porch so that we can take it.
That's it. Darn if they don't come by, people like you come by and take it. It's great.
Love it. That's cool. And now, we were just talking yesterday. We were doing a training, and of course, we say you don't have to do it this way, but this is an easy way to learn how to do it. And then we take them through the steps. But then we always say, literally always, and say, there's lots of other ways to get people engaged in this process.
We're just talking about giving you this one.
Well, obviously, Derek has a whole different way of getting people engaged in the process that that involves basically dancing. Yeah. So you can dance your way into the Matrix. That's just cool. That's just cool. So we'll work on that. It'll be a fun thing. Really will. Good for us all. Good for the soul. That's cool. But we'll all do it at arm's length right now.
Yeah.
Because we're dealing with the coronavirus.
Yeah.
Now, out of the tennis courts now, we don't shake hands. We touch rackets.
Ah, there you go. Keep you the appropriate distance away from each other.
Well, you know, you do what you can do.
That's right.
Gotta keep the virus out. So everybody stay safe out there.
Yeah.
Hopefully, for a lot of people who listen to this 4 years from now, they will think, oh, well, that was the old days of the coronavirus, which is fine. But we're in it right now. But come back, sign up for certification, spread the ACT Matrix, spread the joy flow movement and meditation to optimize your brain for bliss class. That's fabulous.
Those are the kinds of things we need to go viral.
That's viral. Exactly. That's what needs to go viral. I mean, it would be cool if we got this thing going viral.
Yeah.
That would be cool. But who knows? We might pull it off. Anyway, bye for now. I'm going to just stop the recording. You guys don't have to go anywhere.
Okay.
Bye-bye all our podcasts.
See ya.